Good morning. A judge has withdrawn European arrest warrants for ousted Catalan president Carles Puigdemont and four other ex-ministers. They fled to Belgium a month ago after declaring unilateral independence in a referendum ruled illegal by Spain. Despite the move, the judge said they still face possible charges for sedition and rebellion. Rebellion is considered one of the most serious crimes in Spain, carrying a jail term of up to 30 years. Supreme Court Judge Pablo Llarena announced the warrant's withdrawal yesterday morning, citing the willingness of the Catalan leaders had shown to return ahead of fresh regional elections being held on the 21st of December. He said the European-wide warrant would complicate the Spanish legal probe and its removal allows Spain to gain full control over the investigation. But Puigdemont's lawyer says his client will remain in Belgium for the time being, as there was still an active arrest warrant in Spain. Almost 2 tons of cocaine have been found hidden among bananas on board a ship in the port of Algeciras. The seizure by police and customs officers is one of the largest of the drug to be made in Europe in the last 2 decades. The stash is estimated to be worth some $249 million. The shipment came from the Colombian city of Medellin and was headed for Barcelona. Police have not yet revealed what raised their suspicions about the shipment, but after unsuccessfully searching 2 containers, the third one they opened yielded the cocaine. The Guardia Civil said 3 people have been arrested, a Spaniard who is believed to be the ringleader of the gang, a Honduran national and a Portuguese citizen. 2 more people are also being investigated. British Prime Minister Theresa May has re-emphasised her backing for Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's handling of the separatist crisis in Catalonia. Mrs. May, whilst welcoming Rajoy on a Downing Street visit yesterday, said she wanted to reiterate her support for the approach the Spanish government is using to contain the separatist movement. She said it's important that the rule of law be upheld and the constitution respected. A small group of supporters of Catalan independence held up signs backing a Catalan republic outside the gates of Downing Street. Rajoy met Theresa May in London after a plan to open talks on a post-Brexit free trade deal with the EU was blocked by Mrs. May's parliamentary allies, the DUP. A statement said Rajoy shared the desire to move talks onto the next stage of the negotiations as quickly as possible. And 4 people have been arrested following an operation to dismantle an alleged drug-selling gang in Alicante. Officers were aware of a place in the north of the city being used to sell illegal substances, in this case cocaine. The operation began following an investigation that started last August when 2 kilograms of the drug were found. Homes were raided during a planned operation, which culminated in the arrest of the 4 gang members, who are aged between 26 and 47. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.